This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. While Taylor Swift, Ivanka Trump, Madonna, and Jared Leto breezed into the Met Gala after party in New York, Tesla owner Elon Musk was left out in the cold. Musk, who had just wowed the world with his successful rocket launch, was denied entry into the party despite other partygoers urging the bouncers to let him in. Wow, what's a guy gotta do to get into the club? Sheesh. The couple who bought the LA mansion made famous in the first season of American Horror Story say they had no idea of its rep as AHS's murder house. Now they're suing both the real estate brokers and former owner for failing to disclose the connection. The couple have been bugged by fans visiting the property since they moved in and have had, on average, a break-in a week. They're seeking compensatory and punitive damages. O.J. Simpson is back in front of the camera, and it's because of Sacha Baron Cohen. O.J., who was released from prison last fall after serving 9 years for his role in an armed robbery years after he was infamously acquitted of two murders, will earn $20,000 to appear in a filmed prank. The victims' families are outraged and want the money to go to them. But O.J., you know, he's slippery like that. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of cancellation. Oh! Yep, Showtime has canceled the Andrew Dice Clay show after 2 seasons. Guest stars included Lorraine Bracco, Michael Rapaport, Wayne Newton, Chris Angel, and Rita Rudner. The show averaged 823,000 viewers across a variety of platforms, which, folks, ain't good enough. Forget about it. Wow. Former co-stars of Sex and the City, Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker, are involved in some public unpleasantness. Cattrall is not welcoming the messages of support from Parker after the unexpected death of her brother Christopher, who was found dead on the grounds of his rural property in Alberta, Canada. Cattrall tweeted, "I don't need your love or support at this tragic time, Sarah." Ouch. After getting their fans excited last week and sending the internet into a frenzy, reports that the Spice Girls may be going on tour have been squashed yet again by Posh Spice herself. Victoria Beckham has a lot of love for her bandmates, but they won't be touring together. Why not? Beckham is too busy with her autumn-winter 2018 collection. Uh-oh, looks like more PB&J for Jerry Halliwell. Cassie David, the comedian daughter of Larry David, will be following her dad to TV and is being hyped as the next Lena Dunham. There's a bidding war to bring Cassie's hit web series 86 to the small screen. Hulu and Amazon are interested in developing her series as a TV project, and there have been meetings with HBO, the home of Larry's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Sounds pretty, pretty, pretty good. Russell Simmons fled the U.S. following a series of rape and sexual harassment allegations and is hiding out at a yoga retreat in Bali. The music mogul, who's been accused by more than 8 women of misconduct, is taking an extended stay at a place called the Yoga Barn. He's been seen wearing robes and walking the streets and markets of Ubud, the yoga town in the jungle. Nothing like yoga when you're hiding. French Montana wants to be unforgettable. He smelled a chance to cash in on his name with all kinds of products. This week, he's applied to trademark his name on almost anything you can buy. Fragrances, shampoos, jewelry, backpacks, beach towels, watches, sunglasses, headphones, and all kinds of clothing, including underwear. Wow, that's way too much French Montana. The creep found lurking around Bella Hadid's Manhattan pad now has a restraining order against him. Accused stalker Brian Perez can no longer contact the model in person or online. Perez was busted after posing a photo of her apartment and sending her creepy messages over social media. "You want me to come? I'm going to come there now." Court documents claim he wrote Hadid on Instagram. Ew! Migos believed they were cheated at the 2018 Grammy Awards. The trio was nominated for 2 Grammys, Best Rap Album for Culture and Best Rap Performance for Bad and Bougie, and lost to Kendrick Lamar in both categories. Guys, you were nominated the first time out. That's quite an achievement. Kendrick released Damn, which was on a completely different level. Better luck next time and stop crying. Sheesh. Spies tell us Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were together at the Hot Haunt Sunset Tower Hotel. It's one of her first nights out in public since rehab. They avoided a starry crowd, including Chelsea Handler, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Sarah Paulson. They were seated away from all the action outside by the pool for privacy and seemed very sweet together, cozying up and canoodling. Ooh, we love a good canoodle. LeBron James is developing a remake of 1990s House Party for New Line. Stephen Glover and Jamal Allouri, writers on the FX show Atlanta, have signed on to write the screenplay. House Party starred the hip-hop duo Kid and Play, was produced for $2.5 million, and was a major success. The studio then released House Party 2 and House Party 3. There would have been a 4, but Kid and Play were too old by then. Camila Cabello has announced dates for the Never Be the Same tour, her first solo headlining track. The tour will kick off in Vancouver and hit a number of major cities, including LA, London, and Toronto. Camila's debut album entered at number 1 on the Billboard Top 200 and has been certified gold by the RIAA. Meanwhile, Fifth Harmony is busy working on their next project, a Camila voodoo doll. The Trash Bin. Actor Patrick Ball was arrested for soliciting a prostitute with a group of men in a Florida hotel. Ball, 53, was one of 5 other men arrested in a Florida prostitution sting after the group was texting with an undercover officer who they thought was a prostitute. Ball has starred in films like Addiction and TV series including Law & Order SVU and Quantico. So much for room service.
The news wrap-up.
This year, less than half of Americans aged between 12 and 17 will use Facebook at least once a month, a new low. Snapchat's new user interface design appears to have angered many users, pushing them to switch to Instagram instead. Google will now allow other companies to rent its artificial intelligence-tailored chips, which it introduced in 2016. Amazon has surpassed Microsoft in market value for the first time.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Black Panther pounced on the competition this week.
The number one album.
The Black Panther soundtrack enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Hyperspective is the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House is the number one nonfiction book for a 7th week.
Adam Richard Wiles, better known professionally as Calvin Harris, hails from Scotland and is one of the best-known DJs in the world. Since he came on the scene back in 2007, Harris has had tremendous success, having a major impact on pop radio. Check out some of the songs he's released. Feel So Close, Summer, Thinking About You, Feels featuring Katy Perry, This Is What You Came For featuring Rihanna. The list goes on and on. Here's Scotland's own Calvin Harris featuring Party Next Door with the Song of the Week. Now ready, now ready.
Strapped up, trusty map dog, cause I need to know where you are. Can't keep following these stars. You looking for a sign, and I can't give you one. It's time to pick my own. That's giving your attraction to me. It's just you that I want when it's me and the men. Then we have to run from my body, girl. Then don't want me children and thing. Me not ready for all them things. Me not ready for all them things. Me and the man them. We have to run from my body, girl. Then don't want me children and thing. Me not ready for all them things.
That was Calvin Harris featuring Party Next Door with the Song of the Week. Now ready, now ready. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.